Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd.
It's the end of time. In the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't stop a bout and you can't make a run. So put them old boys raised on shotguns. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western sky. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. With a switchblade knife, for $43 my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Just reading some stuff about the truckers going into Canada, and they agree to over 1 million truckers so far. And everything. And Virgil's not going to come on the show tonight, and Russell's a little late, but I do got my nephew here, and everything. He's going to join me for a while. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Uncle Willie, how you been? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Surviving the cold up here.
Yeah, I'm on the Ohio River right now on the towboat vessel that I'm currently riding. We're up close to, what is it? Actually, I don't know where we're at. I'd have to look at the map. Where are we at? Well, yeah, up in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah. So I'm just floating northbound, hanging out on the vessel.
Floating along, huh?
Yeah, Roger.
You know, I bet it feels good to be back on the waters again, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's quite comfortable. I slept real well last night after a full day's travel, and, it's like riding a bike back on the vessel.
Wow.
I've had no problem yet.
Well, that's a good thing.
Knock on wood.
Well, I'll tell you
what,
I don't know if you noticed or not, I was actually interviewed by our local news up here for the third time. and everything.
Oh.
And what's going on is they're already starting to switch to digital currency and to become cashless and stuff. So there's a couple places here where I'm in Berlin that's doing it right now in Albuquerque. And I was talking about it to one of my reporter friends for KOT, Doug Fernandez. I'm pretty sure you remember who he is. And we were talking. So he was like, well, let's do an interview on this because this is something that needs to be out there, because I was caught off guard. I didn't know this was already going on because I went to one of my favorite places to go eat, and my roommate had to pay for me.
They didn't accept your pocket full of coins?
Nope. So, talk about embarrassment.
Yeah, the digital currency is a big movement. You know, I feel that it's going to be booming, especially with the Bitcoin, and I got some stocks in Dogecoin myself. There's another cryptocurrency out there, but yeah, the digital currency age is right around the corner, and everybody's buying into it, and the dollar and the coins
are
becoming obsolete.
The bad thing about that is this is all for the One World Order, which is fixing to come into play probably by the end of the year. And everything, because I was talking to the business owner yesterday. She said this is what she's getting ready for, but she's supporting the One World Order. And I'm like, you're got to be crazy if that's what you're doing, because you're going to lose a lot of customers, which she already has, because she owns three restaurants. And I told her, right now the cryptocurrency crashed yesterday again. And I go, people like me, we don't have credit cards.
I had to get for emergencies. That's the only credit card I have. That's the only credit card I'll actually have in my name. Other than that, I'm not getting in debt.
Right. That's the way I am. I got one credit card, and I use that for emergencies or to pay some bills off with it, and it helps me build my credit up.
Oh, yeah.
But, and I don't have a lot of money in there. I just have cash in my pocket, But I told her, you might be shutting your store here in a couple of months because of this, because it's going to hurt. She's caught everybody off guard. Well, we went and took my roommate's son out yesterday to go shopping for shoes. Went over to Shoe Depot, same thing. No cash, digital only. So we had to walk out of there because all he had was cash,
Yeah.
And everything, So it's starting to take place and stuff. But as far as we know, and I talked to several senators about it last night, and they said as far as they know, no law has been passed for the digital currency yet.
Well, it is a big step to take to get on digital currency and to just go ahead and throw away that dollar, throw away the use of coins. It costs more to make a penny than the penny's worth, so they're identifying that.
The information too, which needs to be told out there about this, is that in order to buy stuff, you're going to have to be microchipped to be part of that.
Yeah, see, I'm not for that. I will not conform to put a microchip anywhere. This isn't what that movie Keanu Reeves, Johnny Mnemonic, when we put a CD in the back of my head to program myself to be a good citizen. F that.
Right.
And Jessica, she was talking about that social credit system on your telephone. she watched a movie with I forget who the actress was, but they were, as they were talking in the elevator, they had their phones clicking away and liking and like doing a social credit score on them. And I kind of feel that with the cryptocurrency, it's their
Matrix. Was that it?
No, it wasn't the Matrix. It was just this movie. I can't recall the movie or the actor. Redheaded gal, reminds me of Amy Smart, but not her. But yeah, they were just standing there talking, doing social credit scores on their phone as they're talking. So if you're like a douchebag,
right,
boom, your social credit score goes down. Can't do anything in society, and you're stuck like Chuck. So
this is what we talked about too on this show several months ago. When this takes place, they're going to go by social scores and everything, your credit scores. So they're going to have digital credit scores building as well. In other words, the credit score you have now, it ain't going to do you no good.
I don't understand the credit score anyway. I actually texted Jessica. I was like, ooh, my credit score went up 33 points. She was like, you watch your credit score like a hawk. And I'm like, yes.
Yes, I don't.
You
have to. And it's like, well, mine, I had to completely rebuild mine up because it had so much collections in there and everything. I finally got all them off and everything, wiped it all out. So now I'm starting fresh over. So now I'm up to 600 points on my credit card, on my credit score, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
And that's because I got my credit card for that, and that's helping a lot. And then I'm on.
Oh.
Then I got Fingerhut as well, and I order sometimes from there, and it builds my credit up, you know.
Yeah.
And stuff. So,
yeah.
But that's the way we were raised, you know.
Right.
And Jessica's like that because we were raised that way, and that's how my dad raised us. You know, so
well, she always tells me don't spend more money than I have, because then we're in the red. And that's why I came out here. And ever since I came to the river entry, my credit score has gone. Listen, I've score.
Oh, wow. So, right. It's a big difference. But, you know, now we're starting to see a lot of other stuff going on. And we said on the last show that, you know, as we get closer to the midterm election and everything, things are going to speed up rapidly fast. Because
I didn't catch that part of the conversation. Like I said, I tuned in, but I had fallen asleep.
Well, as far as the elections, coming up elections, and now we're having this new so-called Supreme Court justice nominee fixing to come in and everything. And
Joe
Biden
wants to appoint Kamala Harris or somebody based on race and gender. That is a horrible, horrible way to pick somebody's
candidate. And a far left. Right, and a far left activist,
see,
too. You know, that's the plan.
It's ridiculous.
But
I'm so saturated in far left ideology. It's just, it's everywhere.
Right.
I don't want to say who's right and who's wrong, but you can blatantly see that it's just what they're doing is monstrosity to this country.
Oh, it's insanity is what it is. As Virgil will say, it's insanity, you know. But,
right. Oh, no, I agree. The levels they take to win and stay in office is criminal.
It is. Well, you know, it's a good example is I got a very, very good friend of mine, Karen Bodini, who's running for governor here in New Mexico, and she's been trying to get support from the Republican Party and everything, but they're corrupt here as well. Well, you know, I told her to be ready because, you know, they're on the side with the Democrats and they're, you know, you might not get the support, so you need to try to get GOP support. Well, she announced today that because of the fighting in between, you know, with the Republicans and everything, she switched parties and is going libertarian, which is a good thing. Everything, you know, so. And that's a lot, and I've seen a lot of this, not just here in New Mexico, but everywhere. Everybody's switching parties, either libertarian or independent, you know, and stuff. So, and this is because,
well, nowadays it's hard to say I'm a Republican, Democrat, because Democrats are destroying this country. Republicans aren't doing anything to, we're going to wait till we get the House and the majority and all this. Why wait? Why are you waiting? Let's do something about this now. The American people can't wait on you guys to make a utilitarian choice to get the thumb out of your bungholes to save us.
Oh,
and
exactly.
Furthermore, I can't. I'm not a patient man when it comes to that. You know, my freedoms and my tax dollars and my time.
Right.
You know, that's very valuable.
And the thing is, we're fighting for our very survival. These guys don't care. They can care less about us. They actually want to eliminate us as much as they can and everything to enslave what's left. You know, and that's basically what it is.
It reminds me of that movie Daybreakers with Ethan Hawke and, like, how they're all vampires and drive, tinted cars throughout the day, and then they got the body bank. Oh, I've taken my body.
Yep.
I don't, you know, that's how I feel that we all are in this country. Like, we are money bags.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the politicians, you know.
I
don't know what else to say about that, but I can't take it anymore.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Nobody's
and here's
doing
the thing.
Anything.
It's going to get so more insane as we get closer, because these people are fighting for survival because they're barely hanging by a thread right now. So they're throwing it all at you right now.
Would you want to give away that power? I mean, if you were on that side of the party, would you want to give up that power and all that money?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not at all.
I mean,
and,
those people have no soul, no feelings, no regard for human life whatsoever. And, this is for the American people. If I hear one more politician say it's for the American people, I'm going to blow my effing head off. Not literally.
Right.
Come on now. This is ridiculous. In no way are they doing it for any American personnel but themselves or their party. Excuse me for cursing.
This is why I stress a lot on this topic too. And I'm sure my friend Lucretia Hughes would back me up on this. This is why it's so important to get out there and get to know your politicians, know who they are, talk to them, invite them to your house, which we have many times up here. We've had many politicians come up here and talk to them and everything. You know, I got good friends in Atlanta, Georgia, that's running for office up there. Good people running, but they can't get the support needed because of the corruption.
Well, it's like a playground saying, oh, he's got cootie. Don't hang out with him. That is so juvenile for these people to do. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's like I got my friend Melody Barker on here, who's in our chat room right now. And she can back me up on this. And she'll tell you, you know, these people in Atlanta, Georgia, Matt McGregor, Jonathan Garcia, Sarah Ivey, who are very good friends of ours, these people are fighting for us.
Yeah.
They didn't get in this. They didn't get in this to do it for themselves. They're doing it for us, you know, which is – but they're not – and in a way, I think I could see all three of them getting in there. I do see it happening. But look at the cheating in Georgia that's going on right now.
Yeah.
You know. And you got to see that everywhere.
Well, it's a tough race, especially with the – you know, I don't want to say the competition, but I'll just say it's a tough race because of the corruption and the fraudulent voting systems that we have. And it's still a big mystery.
And I'm glad you mentioned
what's going
that
on.
Because yesterday, you know, I believe it was yesterday or Monday, that Wisconsin passed a bill which limits the federal government and does, you know, away with the electoral college voting for, you know, for us. That's a good thing, because what that does is it says, okay, we need to do an investigation.
Okay.
And everything. So because of that, 16 states joined in and said, okay, we need to do a recount and toss out all these Biden votes. Well, it's too late for that now.
Well, yeah, he's already past year one, and you know, everybody's like, oh, it's already certified. What's the problem here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is we've seen fraudulent activity going on. I mean, there's no doubt about
it. And nobody does a thing about it, you know, and that makes me frustrated and mad, because it's like, well, You know, and like Virgil Russell said on the show many times, and I said, the only way we might be able to get out of it is we're going to have to shoot our way out of it eventually.
I was telling that to Jessica the other day before I had left. You know, it takes a lot of courage to do something like that. And, you know, nobody really is going to know the outcome of, say, for instance, that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. You know, I was at a gun shop with my buddy Chris while we were both off the vessel, and we were standing there trying to get some accessories and get in the shop, and some guy was talking about when Trump was still in office. Anyway, he was talking about, oh, it's not going to go down the way everybody thinks it's going to go down. You think you're going to get a whole magazine downrange? No, that's not true. You're going to get hit by five different people, because they're going to get hit by 10 different people. It's going to be chaos in the streets before anybody knows who's shooting.
That's like Virgil said, when the firing starts, man, you want to be way in the back of the line, because these guys who don't know how to really shoot, they're going to be hitting each other with it, just like you said.
Right.
You know, they're going to see bullets in every angle. But it's like we said, too, people like us, me, Virgil, and Russell, and my friend Carmelita and all this, you know, we have nothing to gain and nothing to lose. So it's going to take people like my generation to say, hey, you know, fuck it. Let's go ahead and do it.
Right. Well, I tweeted earlier today that, you know, we continue to see migrants crossing the border. I watched that body cam video of, what was it, an officer in New York dropping the migrants off. And he's like, oh, we've had more security than this with basketball teams. And this guy can go here and this guy can go there. Like, what's going on? And the guy's like, you're trying to figure this out? Oh, good luck with that. What do you mean good luck with that? You are bringing illegal immigrants across the country at our expense. We're mandated for this. They're not mandated for that. These people are cold-blooded killers, disease-carrying people. And, you know, maybe not all of them, but I'm just saying, it's crazy.
Well, look at the crime rates. Look at the crime rates right now in every blue city, like New Mexico.
It's exploding. It's six, what is it? 400% increase in crimes on our big major cities. Like, I was like, hey, we all need to get our asses down to the border and protect this country.
Right.
If they're not going to do it, we have our duty.
Exactly. And you lived here before you moved, and you know what it was like at one time over here. Well, now, bro, now, you wouldn't even want to be in Albuquerque. I'm seriously. You don't want to be anywhere. Even Las Lunas and Blinn, a small town is there. Crime was rising, and it's because of the illegal immigrants that are here.
Right. Well, those two officers in New York shot a week ago. The girl that was Brianna in California, who was working at the furniture store, got stabbed, but that was a homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
But still, crime is on the rise, no matter whether it's a migrant,
and
a vagrant,
the funny
or
thing about New York. It's so corrupt down there. I mean, the cops, the corruption goes deep. Because I have a friend of mine, Derek Gibson, who's running for governor down there, and he used to be in the police force. And just, I think it was a week or 2 weeks ago, they arrested a 9-year-old girl because she didn't have a vaccine passport for going into a field trip. Well, guess
and
what?
You've seen that stuff on Twitter, and you've seen the threads. Oh, that was all set up. That was, oh, they did that on purpose, just to see what the police will do. I'm like, well, if they were baiting the police obviously failed because they're enforcing some BS mandate that, come on now, really?
Exactly.
And if it was,
and, you know,
really,
and
God help them.
Exactly. And, you know, and the thing is, talking to my friend Derek, I can tell you, he's going to step in. He's going to help that little girl and her family out. She's still in custody, as far as I know. She's in DHS custody. Yes, she's in social service.
Oh yeah, custody. See, that's completely unacceptable. And like I said, the last time I was on the show, if this were the 40s, you know what the Americans did over in Auschwitz to go liberate the concentration camps, did. This is crazy. We need to get these people out of jail, get that little girl back home. You can imagine the trauma she's received. It's nuts.
Right. And the cops are going, oh, yep, that we want you to respect us. Well, if they're going to act like Nazis like that, and I'm sorry to say that word, but that's what you are to me. You no longer represent the badge you're wearing or representing the people.
Right. I agree with that. They are 100% Nazis. That's what Hitler did to the Jews back in the 40s.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know I got a lot of cops that listen to me in New York, and I know all of you are listening, so I'm telling you this. If you're doing this to support the that evil governor you got up there, you're no longer representing the badge you wear. You need to take it off.
Right. That's what I was getting at, the whole with the politician saying, oh, for the American people, well, I swear by the Constitution or whatever they say when they take their oath for police officers and, you know, politicians or, you know, civil servants or whatnot. But, you know, you don't stand up there and say that and blatantly lie to our face with your hand held high, knowing that you're going to follow the
the Constitution.
The
order.
No,
the Constitution.
They
took an oath, you know. And here's the thing with that is that, you know, and I've worked with lots of cops, and I'm well known with the cops everywhere, you know.
Well, you've been arrested quite a few times. They tase
you. That too. But
over the
years, though, I've got to work with them, got to know them. They all got to know me. You know, and stuff, and this is all over the United States that I'm well known. You could ask, go anywhere and ask any cop who I am, they'll do it in about face, you know. But
well, it's good to have a good rapport with police and not to be on the negative side. That way you can, you know, hey, how's it going? How's your day?
At one point,
I thought about getting a couple officers on my podcast, shooting a video. Hey, just give them a quick interview about what do you think about the defund the police movement that's going on? And as an officer, what do you think? And, you know, a couple quick questions.
And that's the other thing, the defunding, the cops also has their hands tied behind your back because they're not allowed to really do much because of that. So, yeah, they're going to be afraid to do. I mean, look at my son. I'm going to use Jonathan as an example, as I always have. With his mental illness and everything, this is why I got to know all the cops. Because, you know, when he was up in Arkansas with Jennifer, my sister up there, he escaped, you know, ran away from home at 13. Well, I had every cop in the countryside looking for that boy. But because of his mental illness here about a couple months ago, he bit up two police officers. What did they do to him?
He was lucky
he didn't get shot. He beat up two police officers. This is before he started that fire. And everything. Well, now he's facing the charges with that a year later.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, and everything.
Yeah.
Because,
well, I didn't know that.
But,
that's insane.
Yeah. But the cops couldn't do anything because they're afraid of what would happen to them. Well, you know, like I said, he was lucky he didn't get
shot.
They get
scrutinized. They're basically wearing the cuffs themselves.
I wouldn't have gotten that because, you know, I would have been upset and stuff if they, you know, they did that to my son.
I would be upset if my son got, you know, I'd feel the same way. I would.
But, like I said,
the police have so much scrutiny on them. But let's just call it for what it is. And
exactly.
I'm speaking in general here. A criminal is a criminal is a criminal, and those people need
no
to be treated with, you know what I mean,
exactly.
with the force of extent
exactly.
of the law. If you break
well,
the law,
you know, and I'll give you another example. About a year ago, you know, Jonathan was over here and everything. He started acting up. Well, I had to call the cops and the deputy sheriffs and everything because he was high on his drugs and everything. And called the sheriffs, and they came out, and three of them came up here and everything, and he lunged at one of them, and the female cop, she drew her stun gun out so fast, I was like, damn, you know, I'm going to let me get out of the way and make sure you don't hit me in the ass with that thing. She started laughing, and Joshua goes, you going to let them do that to me, Dad? I go, yeah, I am. You know why? Because you fucked up because of what you're doing and everything. They're in the rights to do what they got to do to protect themselves. You know.
They broke
you know.
The law.
Right. You know, so.
Cops come, they hook, you get in the car, they drop.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's like, what do you do, you know, in that situation? But it's like, you know, I can't support you, son, because what you're doing is wrong.
Right.
And of course, I'm going to let them do what they got to do to you, you know. But you know, this is stuff that I've had to put up with, and I know other families that's had to put up with it too. But look what's going on around the world. Why is this happening? It's because of the politicians. The politicians have let this gone so far. It's out of hand.
Well, they kind of drew the line in the sand. They set the precedent for being able to do that as far as, like, committing crimes and getting away with it or, you know, not having any kind of repercussions, you know, that catch and release. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's for the – I'm sorry, that's for the illegal immigrants. But it's same thing for criminals, though, too.
It is.
We'll catch you.
It is.
We'll fingerprint you. We'll, yeah. There
we'll turn your lease 24 hours. Go back out and do it again. You know. But if it had been me, Russell or Virgil or even you, guess what? That
I'd
would lock
prison.
Us up away the keys. They yeah. would throw away the keys, you know.
Right. I hate the fact that I don't agree with their ideology would have some sort of negative consequences if I get arrested or choose a type of political party.
Right.
Remember when we used to argue about Coke and Pepsi? Oh, you like Coke?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Pepsi guy.
Yeah.
Now it's like, come on. You're a Democrat. Really? You vote for Trump. Da, 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 da. And I was thinking about this earlier. And I was like, I was seeing some news on Biden today. I tried to stay away from it because I had a few things I had to do. However, I was thinking that, you know, everybody wants Trump back. If he runs in 2024, whatever, I'll support that. What I'm saying is, let's go ahead and get Joe Biden out. I don't care who's running, whether it be Trump, Republican, Democrat. Let's get somebody in there that is for the American people and for this country. Let's make some money. Let's get people some jobs. Get people back to work. And come on now, let's do it right. This country thrives when we're going in the
right
direction. We are absolutely going in the wrong direction.
You know, a lot of things I disagreed with Trump on, but it's like Virgil Russell said,
too. That guy was a trash-talking douchebag through and through, but I still support
him.
But
he pulled us out of some of the rough spots that we were in, and we were in the right direction. We were actually, you know, doing good.
Yeah, but it didn't make the other side money. It didn't go with the interests of the other party.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, what did Trump do? Got us out of that Paris climate agreement thing, and a lot of people on Biden's friends list lost money.
Right. And not only that, he started making them pay us the money they owed us.
Right. I mean, even though we were in debt, you know, that's what I'm saying. Let's get, whether it be Trump or somebody who knows how to run a country and get some jobs back in this country. Let us thrive again.
Exactly.
I don't like this communist socialist experiment going on. I want to be able to go outside, not be shamed for either not wearing a mask or wearing a mask. If you want to, go ahead. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm like you, but it's like I get shamed a lot when I'm out there in public. I'm like, you know what? F you. You're the one that looks stupid with your mask on.
I mean, if they're so scared,
why are you driving in your car, you know? But
well, it's hard to get the right information nowadays regarding COVID, statistics, masks.
It really is.
Whether, you know what I mean? Vaccines, lotion on your hands, some hand sanitizer, six feet, 3 feet. Whatever happened to that, you know?
Right.
Where can we get some actual numbers that aren't fabricated?
Exactly.
Nowhere.
And you can't.
Nobody wants to tell the truth.
And when we do tell the truth, people like myself, Joe Bagandi, Joe Rogan, Lucretia Mews, we get censored because of it.
Right. Right. It's easy to lie. It's hard to tell the truth, especially when you've done something wrong. Well, when you messed up, Who wants to admit that? I certainly don't. Nobody ever wants to admit fault, but I've something so simple. Jessica and I got into a little tweaked, heated argument, and it was my fault. So I recognize that, and I apologize. Guess what? We're just fine.
Right.
Things happen.
So, and that's
you
the thing. Own up to it. As long as nobody saw it.
These folks don't want to own up to it, especially they don't. There was this video that I posted. Hope I don't get flagged for it. You know, Zuckerberg. He's got the checkers out there. But anyway, I put up a video of people having adverse reactions to that vaccine, and you're crazy.
Well,
speaking
of the vaccines, look at this now. And this report came out today, especially in New Mexico, 2,000 cases with kids. Okay. Several courthouses here in New Mexico and a couple of politicians who were vaccinated with the booster, and this is going around the state, all came down with COVID and is having respiratory issues.
Oh. Well, that's
not the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated. And they actually told the truth on that today. I was shocked.
Right. Well, I seen a tweet today. And the guy said, how does one prevent from getting COVID? I'm like, what do you mean? I haven't had COVID or been deathly ill since this whole thing started.
I have.
I mean, I know people who have, too. I was on a vessel that I was being relieved from, and I got a phone call from one of my supervisors. Hey, Joe, I need you to go to this vessel. 8 out of the 9 members on the vessel have COVID, and one of them was the position that I was in. Well, they got the vessel cleaned up, sanitized, and I slept directly in the relief engineer's bed in his cabin. And he had COVID. I didn't catch
it. Oh, wow. Right.
I mean, so I was directly in contact with somebody who had COVID.
Right.
I didn't catch it.
And the same here. You don't know who you're in contact, especially if like if you're at Walmart or if you're out shopping. You don't know who you're in contact with. But it's like
when I caught it when it first came out, didn't know
I had it. But since then, I haven't been sick. Because it'd be maybe you got strong immunity there, nephew.
Well, I take vitamins daily. I hydrate all day. If I feel a little dry in the morning, which I sleep with the fan on me, you know, I gotta have that wind. I wake up kind of dry in the throat, so I'll drink some of that. 1,000 milligram emergency, you know, quick little shot of immune system boost, and I'm good throughout the day. But but like I said, I haven't been deathly ill throughout this whole pandemic, but I have been
sick. Same here.
And that's been on my own. I've done that to myself. And what I mean when I say what I've done that to myself is, I got off the vessel one time and. I was down in Louisiana, and I live in southern Illinois. So I got off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I got my rental vehicle that they provide me. I drove home 13 hours. I got home, stayed up, had breakfast with Jessica, took Preston to school. We then went out to lunch. And mind you, I've been up this whole time since 1 o'clock in the afternoon the previous day. And I was to report to a vessel later that night, so I spent the day with Jessica. Preston got home from school. I went and geared up, and they drove me down to the docks and the shipyard, and I boarded the vessel. And about a half a day to a day, I started feeling ill. Because whenever I got to the vessel, it was 7 p.m., a vessel that I'm not familiar with, and their procedures, I have to draw out the fueling system on a vessel before I can, number one, take on fuel and depart. We were docked at the shipyard. So I ended up staying up until about p.m. that the next night after traveling from Louisiana 1 o'clock in the afternoon and driving all the way home, mm-hmm. getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning, staying up, and then 7 p.m. get to the boat, 10 p.m. got it all fired up, ready to go, did my drawing, and I'm like, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. And that's whenever I started getting headaches. I started not feeling very well. I wasn't eating throughout the day from 7.
I
had
sick.
Lunch.
Yeah.
So from lunch, I didn't eat the rest of the day, and then I made myself sick.
Right. That'll do from exhaustion.
Yeah.
But,
yep.
You know, and two, be ready, because I was just reading some reports a while ago that 3 new variants of the Omicron is coming out, so you guys want to be ready for that one.
3 new variants?
And everything. 3 new variants. So,
The dude from Australia, he was like, plus we don't know whatever variant's coming up next. Of course you don't, but I guarantee 5 other people know what variant's coming up next, because...
Yep. We can almost predict when it's coming, because... It's like as we get closer to the midterms, they're conjuring up as many as they can. 3 new variants, HB102, I believe, is the first one that's coming out. They know nothing about that. And 2 more variants coming out from the Omicron, you know, and everything. So they're going to require you all to get those booster shots again. Are you ready for the 5th?
I haven't even taken the 1st.
Neither have I, and I don't plan to.
Yeah, all my immunizations were done while I was in school.
Right.
And I would like an immunization that actually provides 100% protection, kind of like polio.
Right. Right. And, you know, if you had COVID, you actually got that immune built up. But I also take immune vitamins as well. And that's the mm-hmm. best vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. Take all those, and that'll help build your immune system. You know, and they would take them every day. And that's what I've been doing. And I think that's why I haven't been sick since, too, you know, and everything. But
well, that's a good regimen. I follow that pretty much daily.
Oh, yeah, so do I. And my roommate laughs at me because I got so much vitamins. I mean, I'm a wall-to-wall vitamins. You name it, I have it. And I take them every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know. But,
well, we try to stay healthy, you know, especially with Preston going to school. You know, there's a bunch of kids there, and they're all masked up. And Preston mm-hmm. got to where he was taking off his mask throughout the day. I'd actually told him to. He came up to me and started complaining that it was irritating. He had a little irritation on the bridge of his nose. And I was like, dude, take that mask off. Are you sure? What do you mean, am I sure? Take that mask off, son. If anybody says anything to you, you pick up your phone and you call me, and I will go up to that school immediately and take you out.
And here's the
thing. I've got no problem with
that. And I'm glad you brought that up. Here's the thing I want to mention, too. Don't blame the government because you're masking the kids up. If you're masking your kids up, complying, that's on you, not on the government. Stop mm-hmm. complying to the mask mandates.
Yeah,
that's
oh,
on
yeah.
you.
I remember, like I said, the last show that I tuned in on, or not tuned in on, but was a guest on, I was talking about I didn't really pay attention to the restrictions or the mask mandates. And not that I wasn't uh-huh. paying attention to them. I just didn't follow them. I knew what
right.
it was right from the get-go. Oh, we need to mask
right.
you up and shut the country down for 2 weeks. I'm like,
really? But that really? Didn't work either, did it?
That is a rash decision.
Right.
And,
you know,
what,
I got
two and a half
mask,
years later?
I got the same
going
cloth
on third
mask.
Year?
It's a material that, I don't know what kind of material it is, but it's washable and stuff. And I've used that since day one.
Yeah?
Nobody, you know.
I've
and
had
I
one
use
since.
It, I, you know, and I wear it out of respect to other people, you know, to business and stuff. But other than that.
Right. Like whenever Jessica has to go over to St. Louis Hospital, we have to wear it over there, which I... No problem. You know, I'll do that. Certain places
right.
that I go for doctor's office, I'll respect that. No big deal. But yeah, I've had to get one and had to use it. But
right,
to
and
be
well,
in
well,
a car
say,
by
well, you
yourself,
need to wear your mask. they're like, well, you need to wear your mask in your house. Like, oh, fuck no.
I get some of the measures that they were taking right from the beginning that were legit. Mm-hmm. But then you start seeing, oh, double masks. And then you start seeing the Walmart photos of people in hazmat suits. And that shit is just, wow.
Yeah.
It reaches people to a new level and new extremes. It's, where does it stop? You know, okay, put a mask on. And we were watching the Chinese population have masks on whenever they were sick. They put a mask on. And I was like, oh.
Right.
I recognize that. I'm like, why are they doing that? Oh, they're sick, but they still have to go out in public. I get it. Now that the pandemic and coronavirus, all put a mask on.
Right.
We got it from the Chinese.
But you're making me sick. If you don't wear your mask, I'm wearing. And here's what gets me is that when you see people wearing their mask and stuff, they're like, "Well, put your mask on because you're going to make me sick." And I'm like, "Well, you're protected with the vaccine and you got your mask on. How am I going to make you sick?"
Visually. Just by them seeing you not wear a mask, their feelings are crushed.
It's like, come on, you know, it's laughable.
My buddy,
it's like, I said on the show the other day, I took my daughter-in-law and we went out and went shopping and stuff. And there was a car behind in front of us going about 10 miles an hour, I swear. And she stopped right in the middle of traffic, stops right on the freeway. And I'm like, what the fuck? Cause she almost called direct. And my daughter was like, I bet it's a crazy old lady wearing a mask. I go, could be. Let's go find out. So I went around her, the pastor goes, find out. So pastor, sure enough, it was a 70-year-old woman wearing a mask by herself. And as soon as I passed her, she went. So I guess she didn't want me getting close to her in my car.
Yes, like
my daughter-in-law's like, I told you so. it's funny, you know, but I don't know, man. It's just, you know, it's gonna get more and more crazier and insane after as the weeks go by and stuff. But just gotta be ready and be prepared. You know, that's all you can do is be prepared and, you know, be ready for it. But if you're not, well, for those that are listening, if you're not ready for what's fixing to happen, fixing to come, well, that's on you. You know, we warned you. And I think things with the UK and Russia is going to get heated up pretty soon, and with China, because right now, from my understanding, we shot down one of China's drones and everything overseas, and there's a race to try to go to retrieve it right now. Did you hear about that? Oh, I lost my nephew. But anyhow, you know, this is just going to get so crazy after and stuff, so we just got to be prepared and everything. But we're just about out of time anyhow. So if you're listening, Joseph, we're going to go off the air here in just about 2 minutes. And everything. So, but Melody, thank you for keeping me company in the chat room and everything. And you should take some pictures of those truckers that are coming through there by Canada in your area and everything. But we'll come back on the air Monday, and hopefully Virgil and Russell comes on. I know Virgil was on the road all night and he just got home a little while ago, so he had to call tonight and everything. And Russell's not feeling too good, so and stuff. But I want to thank my nephew Joseph for coming on here keeping me company, and we're gonna go ahead and sign off, and I guess we'll see you back here Monday. And you all just be careful out there and pay attention to what's going on, you know, and see what the real distraction is all about and stuff. But here he is. Hey there.
Oh,
I was
man.
Talking to myself.
Yeah,
so I was just getting ready to sign off because we got a few minutes. I was getting ready to sign off because we got a few minutes left. But is there anything you want to say before we go?
No, I just want to say thanks for having me. And I didn't mean to get cut off there. Service is kind of in and out when it comes to certain parts of this river. And, I'll always tune in. And, you know, like I said, I appreciate you having me. It was a good talk. And hopefully we'll be on the next one together.
Oh, same here. And, you know, when you get your podcast going and everything, let me know. I'll help you out with it and stuff.
Actually,
and maybe
came up with a name. Jessica and I were shooting names from side to side and came up with a name. It's Free the Truth Network. And
oh, that's a good
one.
I like that.
I believe as, you know, a tax-paying American citizen, I deserve the damn truth. And anytime
right.
a politician gets on TV for the American people, that's a damn lie.
Right,
so
right.
Tell me but the truth.
I like that. I like that. I like that. That's, you know,
yeah.
and everything. So,
yeah.
But, any, you know, we're going to have to talk Jessica and getting her on and do, you know, speak up every now and then on the air. So.
Oh, she's shy. She won't even. Oh, wow. She won't even let me take a photograph of her. Come on, honey, let's take a selfie. No, I look ugly.
That's Jessica. That's Jessie.
Yeah, she's a big gal.
So, but, you know, it's, but anyway, we'll be back on the air Monday night, and hopefully everybody can tune in, and Russell's doing a little better, and so is Virgil. I know he was on the road all night, and he just texted me a while ago and said he was going to call tonight, so that's why he didn't come on, so, but look for that convoy going out to Canada. 1 million truckers have already joined up. What do you think about that?
Keep flooding in. Keep flooding them. They will break. Their spirits will break once they see the force of the American people, the Canadian people. We just want our freedoms back. So
exactly.
They will
and,
break.
And, you know, but from my understanding, Trudeau had disappeared from Canada.
Who did?
That was my understanding. How true that is, I don't know, but they said he disappeared.
So, I didn't guess that, really. Who left out Canada?
Trudeau, the dictator over there. He Virgil had told me he had heard that he had went on vacation.
I mean, when you're scared, you tuck tail and run, especially with the force of what they see on the roads there, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It's easy to jump
up
the camera and say, you got to do this. But whenever they're knocking at your door and say, hey, we want our freedoms back. I'd have to say they better be scared because they work for us. Don't forget,
exactly.
They work for us.
Exactly. And they think they don't. These politicians think we work for them, and it don't work that way, you know.
Man,
it's time to show that.
My tax dollars,
anyhow,
my money, my check gets smaller. Every 2 weeks it gets smaller.
Right.
It's crazy.
But anyhow, my brother, we're going to go ahead and sign off, and we'll be back here Monday night, same time, same channel, and everything. So be seeing you then. Y'all be careful, and you be careful on the waters.
Roger that. God bless America.
The same to you. Tell your shipmates hello from us and everything, and hope they're all safe out there in the waters as well.
Yeah, Roger. Appreciate it.
All right, you guys, we're going to close off. We'll see you Monday night. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man, now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line.